Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Nicole, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Kelly. How are you?
Good. Whereabouts are you in Australia at the moment?
I'm in Roxby Downs, so quite far north of Adelaide, like in the desert area.
Are you home for Christmas?
No, I'm not home. I'm just on a short trip with my mum, actually.
Oh, fun. That's exciting. What are you looking at? Is there anything up there?
Yeah, we're thinking of going to Andamooka today, which is like an opal mining town.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah,
look at this, the Neighbourhood Watch segment. It's a little bit of a tourist tourism Australia segment.
Yeah.
They should sponsor us. So, this week in Australia, what's going on?
Yes, a whole lot of things. Firstly, Labor Senator Sam Dastyari is no more. He said he will not be returning to the Senate next year. And this is after, he's been under pressure to resign because of allowing a company owned by a Chinese billionaire to pay a legal bill for his office.
Right, right. And he's been under a bit of scrutiny for a while, hasn't he?
He has, yes. Mm. All over his relationship with China. And there was a secret recording revealing that he defended China's policy in the South China Sea and warned them about the US tapping that billionaire's phone.
So, really?
It's not in line, with the Labor's policy on that.
Yeah. So this isn't related to the dual citizenship at all, is it? This is a completely different...
Yeah, completely different reason. Mm. he was quite a popular politician as well. And I think Labor, the rest of the party really had... I mean, we don't know that they urged him to step down, but really it looks like they had no other option but to ask him to step down.
Right.
Because it looks like he, when you think about the citizenship thing and people being from, places like New Zealand and England, which we typically have close relationships with, with China, it's not exactly the same. We have obviously some shared interests, but at the same time, the public would not like people to be using their money and thinking that Beijing and China in general is influencing our politics.
Right, yes. Yeah, it's very interesting how many politicians have left this year. It might be record numbers for Australia.
I think so.
It's a little bit crazy. I mean, last year you probably had about record numbers in terms of how many prime ministers you had. So,
true.
Each new year, a new thing happens. Very exciting. Justice Peter McClellan is saying sexual abuse of children is not a thing of the past. And he is drawing light to institutional abuse once again. He's the Royal Commissioner in that area. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Justice McClellan. There were more than 680 people who worked for this Royal Commission. It was one of the biggest that Australia has ever had.
Wow.
And obviously looked into historic abuses in a lot of institutions, but what they found was it was particularly Catholic institutions where this child sexual abuse happened.
Mm.
There were 57 case studies and 44 separate reports.
Yeah.
So it was just a really big Royal Commission. I mean, there had been people, various reports here and there about abuse in institutions, but this is just really the most comprehensive one.
Mm. So is this just to do with institution child sexual abuse? It's not a sort of umbrella?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And it wasn't just institutions where... children were meant to be protected. It was also the public institutions as well as, police officers, all sorts of places.
Wow. Well, good on him for drawing light to it because it, definitely isn't just something that is in the past. But
exactly.
Horrible nonetheless. Barnaby Joyce says New Zealand should back off on the offer to resettle refugees.
The story never ends.
And he is half Kiwi. So I think
I know.
He needs to chill out. First of all.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't believe his statements. And it was funny because I read that Arden said that Australia was being overly sensitive about this and she hasn't even raised this as an issue for weeks.
Yeah.
We keep talking about it.
Exactly. She's just sort of laid that offer on the table and he's like, just back off.
Exactly.
I believe he had an interview with a New Zealand radio station and that was why he got so fired up about it, probably because they were, giving him a bit of flack for it.
Perhaps. I think so, yeah. Mm. And he renounced his citizenship and was involved in these by-elections, and he got voted back in.
Right.
So now maybe he's just a little bit bitter about New Zealand.
He's a full-on Aussie now. very interesting to see what will happen there, because in a roundabout way, he's almost threatening, I suppose. I mean, not very threatening, but he's sort of saying, don't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it ties into this whole idea that the New Zealand Labour Party is like a conspiracy to bring down the Australian government.
Exactly.
I think he does not want to drop it.
Yeah, no, and I think he just doesn't quite understand the urgency, perhaps, that needs to be taken in this case.
Exactly.
Mm. Mm. But hey, we will again see how that unfolds, because it just keeps unfolding. It doesn't. It will never end, apparently. But I hopefully will talk to you again next week, Nicole. Our last one of the year, and we can do a quick wrap up on what has happened this year in Australia, because it's been interesting.
Yeah, so much.
Awesome. Enjoy the Opal tour.
Thank you.
See you later.
Speak to you soon.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.